Praise the Lord, beloved.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Praise God. God bless you. You reached Evangelist William Foster here from Total Recovery Healing Ministries, where we are speaking about there is no condemnation, how God is blessing and keeping us today, how he is freeing us, and you have to let somebody know, I got a word, I'm getting the word, I am the word. Ain't that something? God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your keeping power. We pray in the name of Jesus that you bless us, that you help us, God, be transformed by the renewing of our minds, spirit, and our soul. God, that you just continue to keep us, God, and transform us from the old to the new, and translate us, God, from that which is evil, that which is bad, that which is sad, to that which is good, happy, and full and complete in you. Father, we love you. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for your just power. We thank you for your understanding, and we praise you for your righteousness. In Jesus' name, bless God. Hallelujah. And amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is Apostle William Foster, the evangelist of the hour. Yes, Lord, we want to go into the word today talking about how God is keeping us, how God is helping us, how God is holding back the hands of the enemy, how he's breaking down the staff of the wicked, and how he's blessing his obedient servants to do the things that he called us to do. Today we want to come from Isaiah, the 50th chapter, beginning at the very first verse. We're going to do a little reading and come on down, and then we're going to jump over to Romans, the 8th chapter. Yes, the first verse. And it reads, I'm reading from the King James Version. Thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away, or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have been sold yourselves, and for your transgression is your mother put away. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem, or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I drive the sea. I make the river a wilderness. Their fish stinketh because there is no water, and dieth of thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season. To him that is weary, he wakeneth, morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ears to hear as to learn. The Lord God had opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smilers, and my cheek to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from the shame and spitting, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near to the that justifies me, who will contend with me. Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as garments. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among that fear the Lord, that obey the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourself about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that ye have kindled, this shall ye have of mine hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. Romans, the 8th chapter, the very first verse. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of the life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous of the law might be fulfilled, righteousness, I'm sorry, of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, the word of God for the people of God. We have to understand what was going on here. Isaiah was already prophesying from the very beginning how it was going to be concerning Jesus. He called him his obedient servant. His obedient servant did not mind, oh God, somebody lying on him. He did not mind somebody cursing him out. He did not mind somebody putting their hands on him inappropriately, the wrong way, oh God, so to speak. He did not mind somebody saying all slanderous, oh God, matters or disputations against him behind his back, even in his face. He was humble. He was meek. He was low, because you have to understand the word says, low is the way, for there I am with you all way, even until the end of the ages, even until the end of the earth, even until the end of the world. God has already set us up in Christ Jesus. He's completed the task. He's performed the work until the very coming of Jesus' return. My God. He said, I'm blessing my people in a way. Thank you, Jesus. This is the 6th month of the, oh God, of the, oh God, 16th year. My God. Oh God. And tomorrow will be the 6th day, Jesus. And the number six is the number of man concerning God. And the number of man is the number where God has blessed and put everything under his dominion, under his control, and under his authority. Huh? He said, I'm calling forth a new generation. Jesus, I feel it already. I'm calling forth a new generation who does not mind understanding what I'm doing in the world today. Thank you, God. He said, but you got to get in your mind that there is therefore now no condemnation. Therefore now there is no condemnation. Therefore there is now no condemnation. Therefore, there is now, I got to say it again, no condemnation. You cannot condemn me for what God has already blessed me to do or blessed me to be. Huh, Jesus, you look at my life as he used to be or she used to be. What used to be is my middle name. Uh-huh. Yes, God, I used to drink. Uh-huh. I used to be in the club. I used to smoke a little bud. I used to smoke a few cigarettes. I used to, oh God, so drink a little gin so I wasn't seeing a little yak so I can sit back. I used to be on a little hen, so, you know, I made a lot of friends. I used to do all of these things, my God, but now, because I am a new creature in Christ Jesus, all things are what passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So, therefore, you can point the finger, you can wink the eye, you can bat at me, you can nod your head, do whatever you want to. Watch yourself, because God may just very well cut the finger off, pluck the eye out, and cut your neck off, because you're speaking wrong things against the wrong individual. My God. Jesus, he said, oh God, 1 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. I believe you found it in verse about 10 or 8. He said, oh God, he said, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. Jesus, he said, I rebuke kings for even their sake. So these big men, these big prestigious wannabe so-called, oh God, ought to be, think they call men or women of the gospel, so to speak, or in the church, quote unquote, they think that they have gotten to a place where they need to have all this recognition and somebody need to, you know, pay them a little attention. Look, you need to sit down because heaven been set you down a long time ago for you having, oh God, an ignorant way about yourself. And God said, I hate ignorance, my God. He said, I don't wink at it. I don't laugh at it. I close my mind and my eyes and my ears to it because, Jesus, I see your day coming and your day is approaching fast because you want to be all arrogant about what I bless you with in the beginning. It ain't yours to be arrogant about. It ain't yours to be boastful about. It's mine, my God. And Jesus took upon himself, oh God, as a humble, meek, low servant to help us to understand that when God blesses you with something, when God gives you something, oh God, he is the only one I know that can give you something that can bless you so well, so wonderfully, so prestigiously great. Oh, Jesus, so practic, negatively great to win. Oh, God, it'll make you almost forget him. Jesus, oh, I never give a woman, I never give my son, my daughters, I never give them something so great that it make them forget me. Jesus, see, God, he's the only one who can give it to you and change your mind about having it at the same time. My God. Jesus. So he said, I'm giving forth my power, God. And what he wants us to understand is, from the very beginning, I've given you revelation. Well, what does revelation come to do? Revelation comes to bring a creation for you to set an atmosphere in your mind. If I can get your mind to change about the way that you are, the way that you were, the way that you wanted to be, the way that somebody told you that you were going to be for the rest of your life, then I can change your attitude and your aptitude that's going to determine your altitude on how you're going to grow. Yes, God. I have a plan for your success. God, I'm blessing you in the way. I'm touching you in the way. I need you to follow the example of my son. I need you to be low. I need you to be meek. I need you to be humble. I need you to be mild. I need your mind to line up with the word and with the gospel of Jesus. Yes, Lord. He took of no reputation of his own self. So I need you to do the same. Paul said, we have all these things. Yes, we've been put in, oh God, tumors. We've been put it over the wall. We've been thrown over the wall. We've been stoned. We've been given bread of stale bread. We've been given, oh God, sick waters. We've been given gold and all these things. He said, but hold on. Yet having nothing, we possess all things. And God is trying to bless us. Oh God, see, we can't take what it was that they took back then. Because see, back then, they were like, well, you know, hey, that was the old days. Well, hold up. What about what's going on now? Oh God, everybody shouldn't be on EBT. Oh Jesus. Everybody shouldn't be on welfare. Good God. He said, the saints of God are the ones I'm calling forth to come forth as pure gold. Yes, you've been tried. Yes, you've been put to the test. Yes, you've been tempted on all sides. Yes, you've been, oh God, vexed and perplexed. Yes, you've been cussed down and cast off too. Yes, don't worry about it. You've been even kicked to the curb. But I'm the one who's going to bring you back. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to bless your whole God, your whole life to do a, oh God, 180 degree turn. Jesus, from what the hell, God, hell that the Satan has been trying to send you through and take you through. Don't you worry about what that fool is doing. Be concerned more about my praise. Be more concerned about my worship. What are you doing for me? That's the only thing that's going to last. Jesus understood that, though. He said, I make no reputation of myself. Oh God, but I was not messed up by calling myself being equal with the God, with the Father, because, oh God, he and I are one. And that's what Jesus left, oh God, praying and saying to God about the disciples and those that had come after them. He said, Lord, I pray that you keep them, God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them struggle. Don't let them suffer. Don't let them go down without a fight, God. Help them to hold up their heads. Help them to lift up their heads round about them. Help them to, oh God, shout so the King of Glory can come in. Let them know, God, that you're still with them. Let them know that you're still helping them. Let them know that, God, just because I've left them, I've sent back a comforter to keep them, God, to guide them, to steer them in the right direction. There are some things that we have to understand that the Holy Ghost has to do for us. But if we don't take into our hearts or take into our minds that the Holy Ghost is there to help us to be the paraclete, to keep us, it will forever be lost. God simply was trying to tell them, Isaiah was simply trying to let them know. He said, look, it doesn't matter what y'all think about it. It doesn't matter how you see it. He said, God's arm is not short, that he can't reach it. He's the creator. He knows exactly where you are, huh? He said, you sold your own birthright. You sold your own self. You see, but see, God is saying, if you give me the bill, I'll take care of the rest of it. Thank you, Jesus. Let me have the bill. I know what, oh God, what to pay and what not to pay. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, I just want you to praise me right there. I just want you to bless me right there. I want you to give me the glory right there. There's nothing that I will not and cannot do for you if you walk up right before me and fear my name. If you trust me in all your ways, if you let me lead you and guide you, if you let me bring you to the wealthy place, if you allow me, my God, Jesus, to open up the door to come into your heart and sit there and dwell with you and feed you and you feed me back with your praise. If you, oh God, open up your spirit, open up your mind, open up your soul to me. Oh God, I have another plan of success for your life. I'm trying to bless you in the way, my God. I'm trying to keep you in such a way that the devil, oh God, can be just is nothing but confused. I don't understand. God, I told her, Jesus, I messed with her money the other day. Oh God, she still came to work blessing you anyway. Oh God, I messed with his money the other day. He still got up and told me something. Lord, I bless you at all times. Your praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh God, I don't understand. I made that children get a bad grade at school, but somehow, Jesus, the child was even telling the, oh God, the principal and the guidance counselor and the teacher, it doesn't matter. The Lord will make a way somehow. Because but I know I was right. Thank you, Jesus. It's the teacher that was wrong, but it's okay. God bless them. I forgive them because they don't know what they're doing anyway. Jesus, it's go, God. How in the world am I doing all of these things, causing death here, causing death there, causing this demise and that demise? Father, oh, God, I don't know. I don't understand. How is it that they are still surviving? How is it that they are still, oh, God, getting the great things that they have in life? I don't understand. I've taken this. I've taken that. I've given them Job experiences left and right, right and left, and over and over again. But how, God, are they still standing, God? I don't understand. You took the heads away from around this one and that one, but they still blessing you. What in the world was God still saying and let them know? Look what you got to understand, fool. Oh, God, it's my child. They belong to me. They love me. They know the things that I have done, the things that I'm doing, and the things I'm going to do for them. Thank you, Jesus. And even for the things that they don't understand, I'm still going to show them a great and precious way, even with that. Thank you, God. Jesus, I'm going to bring a sign to them and bless them in the way. Yes, God, I know the way that they take it. Oh, God, and when they are tried, they shall come forth their pure gold, because they know that I'm not going to allow them to go through any more than they are able to bear or to handle. Yes, Lord. Jesus, so, oh, God, it doesn't matter what you're saying about my child, about my son, about my daughter. Oh, God, what I know is what they've already gave me, and that was a praise from yesterday for today. Yes, God, they've already advanced their praise. They've already advanced their praise for a miracle. They've already advanced their praise for a blessing. They've already been tested in the, oh, God, in the fire. They already know how it goes. Yes, Lord. You see, what you got to understand, Jesus, is no matter what you say, what you bring upon them, they going to yet trust me. Yes, Lord, you can't change their minds, because I've already sealed, signed, and delivered their minds, Jesus, with my iron, with my fire, with my Holy Ghost power. Yes, ain't nothing going to change their heart, nothing going to make them go wayward or walk, oh, God, cockways or sideways because of something that you have done to them. Yes, Lord, to be told, yes, God, they only know what's going on because I allowed them to know. Yes, Lord, that, oh, God, that no weapon that is formed against them shall ever prosper, and every tongue that try to rise against them in judgment, oh, God, I shall condemn it. Why? Because that's my child. Oh, God, and their service, their righteousness is of me. Oh, God, and nothing by any means shall harm them. Jesus, because they have taken on my spirit, and because they have the spirit of me, yes, God, they can call down mountains. Oh, God, they can rebuke, oh, God, strongholds. They can bind up strong men. Yes, they can rebuke, oh, God, witches in the way. Uh-huh. Yes, God, they can bind and rebuke every wizard that try to block their path, every voodoo and every witchcraft worker. Yes, I've given them the power to overcome and succumb every enemy. Yes, God, that's standing in their path. Yes, God, you are nothing to them. You are nothing to me. Yes, Lord, you need to understand that greater is me that is in them than you that's in the world. Yes, God, because, oh, God, if I be for them, who can be against them? Why? Because they understand that all things are working together for their good. Yes, God, because they are called according to my purpose, and because they are called, then it means they are justified. Because I justify them, and I will glorify them, and I will bless them in the way. Yes, God, I will show them the path of life for my name's sake. Yes, God, yes, because they stand in my presence where there is what? Fullness of joy. And they understand that at my right hand are pleasures forevermore. Yes, God, and they already know that I'm their shepherd. They know that they shall not want. It doesn't matter. Yes, God, it doesn't matter, because I make them to lie down in green pastures. I do lead them beside still waters. I restore their soul. I know which way they're going to take when they take the turn, because I'm leading them in the what? Path of righteousness for my name's sake. Yes, Lord. Yeah, they're going to walk through your valley. It's okay, but long as they keep on going, it's just a shout. Thank you, God. It's just a threat. A threat don't mean nothing to my children. They know the one who has their back. Yeah, oh, God, I am the Lord, the God Almighty, the Lord strong, in battle, the Lord mighty in battle, the Lord who's going to bring down every high place of the enemy. Yes, Lord, because they've created an atmosphere in their heart. They've set up a standard against you through their praise and through their worship, because they clap their hands, because they stomp their feet, because they wave their hands, because they shout for joy. Yes, Lord, because they leap for joy, because they leap for love. Yes, because they know that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man by any means can do anything to them, because they know that. But if God be for them, yeah, God, I told you before, who could be against them? Yes, Lord. And I appreciate them because they appreciate me. Yes, God. And they know, my God, Jesus, that every good thing is working together for their good according to my purpose, because they love me and they're calling upon my name. And not only that, thank you, Jesus, because their minds are stayed on me. So therefore, I have to keep them in perfect peace. I have to keep them in perfect love. I have to take them out of the distressful places of the heart and of the mind. sap. Yeah, you may have tried to throw something in the road, but it's okay. The devil is a liar and everything about him, yes, Lord. And it doesn't matter, yes, God, because Jesus, God, they search me and they seek for me and they will find me, Yes, God, at the hardest time of their life, yes, Lord. It doesn't matter what you say, yes, God, because I've already said it. Mm-hmm. And if I said it, it is settled, yes, God, in the heavens and on earth, yes, Lord. God, why? Because, Jesus, I will hold no good thing from them that walk upright before me and fear my name, that love me and that trust me and that believe me and that are growing in grace and, oh, God, and in the fellowship of me and my son, because they know that I am the glory of their God, the one who is sitting high and looking low with them wherever they go. They know that they are my elect, and for my sake, they call on my name. Yes, Lord, and it doesn't matter who, oh, God, what you think that you can do, because, oh, God, I will not allow anything to separate my love from them. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. And because God, Jesus, if I'm with them, God, can't nobody be against them. I'm already more than, oh, God, anything against this world and in this world against them. Yes, God, because they call on my name. They fear my name. They trust me. Oh, God, they know that I'm a strong tower, and they are righteous, and they run unto me, and I'm safe. Yes, God, they in the pavilion, in my secret place of the Most High. Yes, God, where they cannot be shattered, where they cannot be, oh, God, sham, scam, schemed and nothing else about. Thank you, Jesus, because I got the back. I got the front. I got the forward. I'm all over them. I'm living out on the inside. And because my Holy Ghost has the power to bring forth anything, God, any instrument that they need to help to fight, I will bring it to them. Yes, Lord. Jesus, so therefore, you and your enemies, your imps, your skimps, your dimps, your rimps, your crimps, whatever you got trying to work against my babies, it will not work. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, see, we're forever in a battle. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, we're forever in the war. Yes, Lord. But he told us we don't have to fight. All we got to do is stand still and see the salvation of God. That's why I told you that. There is no condemnation against me. I don't care what you say about me. You can only talk about what you thought you saw, because it's what you know that you want to see, you will never see it again. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, because God has already cleansed me up. He's already purged me. He's already helped me. Oh, God, held me up to the right place in him. Yes, Lord, because everything that I'm doing is already working together for my good. Everything I'm trying to do is already working together for my good. The Lord already worked it out. Yes, God. So he told me to go in with a shout. Yes, Lord, to pull down every stronghold, to bind up every wicked way, to pull down every oppressed place in my life. Yes, God. Not only just for me, but for my children, for my family's sake. Yes, Lord. And that's what God is doing for us as a generational people. Yes, Lord. He's binding up the curses, oh, God, that have been set over our life from ages on back. Yes, Lord. He's keeping us and helping us. He's bringing us to a wealthy place. He said, go on in with a shout. Hi, hallelujah. Go on in with a shout. Hi, hallelujah. Go on in with another shout. Hi, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. When you do that type of stuff, you throw the devil off guard. Oh, what they shouting for? What they blessing for? What's going on down there? You disturb the enemy when you shout. Hi, hallelujah. See, you know, you had when you sneak up from somebody, you know, when you was little, you know, you just get up behind him and just shout. They make them jump and lose it, all the stamina and everything. So that's what God is saying. I need y'all to learn how to shout. Continue to contend with the enemy. Continue to wrestle, oh God, Jesus, in the spirit realm and not in the flesh world. Thank you, Jesus, because ain't nobody going to make me lose my salvation. You know, you hear people out there, yeah, man, what made me lose my religion? You need to lose your religion, because if your religion is not pure and undefiled, then it is nothing to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So God is saying, I'm blessing Jesus, and I want my people to be blessed. I want my people to be, oh God, courageous. I want my people to be confident in knowing that I am the giver of life. I am the strength that they need. I am the keeper. I am the back. Oh, God, Jesus, the one who got their back. The one who warned against the enemy, who trying to bring down every stronghold in their life, turn out every strong place in their life, every burdensome place in their life. I am the one contending against everything that's trying to contend against them. I told you, because you belong to Abraham, yes, Lord, because you are seeds of Abraham, I will bless those that bless you. I will curse those that curse you. I will help you and help those that help you as well. Yes, Lord. So God is saying, stay on your P's, stay on your Q's, stay on your Jesus, stay on your J's. If you just keep on calling my name, oh God, if you just keep on shouting, if you just keep on giving me the glory, if you just keep on, Jesus, oh God, giving me the praise and the worship, if you keep on magnifying me, I'm going to magnify you. I'm going to bring you out and put you out in the stars of heaven. I'm going to show the earth and the world how I bless my people. Yes, God. Satan may help a few blessed people. He may have helped some people, but I got everybody. Everything is in my hand. The earth is the Lord in the world, and they thereof, and all God, and all they that dwell therein, and all they that dwell thereof. There's nothing outside of my reach, nothing outside of my grasp, nothing that I can't see, nothing that I can't fix. I'm in all, there am all. Yes, God. So God is saying, keep up the race. Keep up the pace. Shout unto the glory of the Lord. Come down. Praise God. Now, y'all take me a heart and pray my strength in the Lord. God bless you. I love you. And be encouraged. And we shall talk again one more time. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.